Network. I'm your host, Fierce Method, and today is Friday, horny. It is French Toast Friday. It is French Fry Friday and Catfish Friday, horny. Listen, it's June the 10th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Please do visit GumbaRum.com online for all your rum libation needs. We do have two. One is infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut grape. Now listen, Mr. Magoo, don't y'all start cutting up in your, sit down, Mr. Magoo, and put your glasses on. No. You done had enough drinks on today. Now listen, Steve ain't here. Now listen, y'all, cutting up just because Steve in New Orleans. Listen, Steve is in New Orleans. He done left me, y'all. I guess we're going to get back together once he come back home. I just really don't know. I'm just distraught. I am a distraught woman. But let me tell you, y'all know I like to entertain, so don't get crazy on me. Listen, it is the Wine and Food Expo in New Orleans, Louisiana. Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum. He is there today. He'll be there until June the 12th. You can get a sample of a Gumba Rum. It's 900 Camp Street. 900 Camp Street. Listen. It's a special music showcase and salute for Old Sammy. Every time I say Old Sammy, I be thinking about the Baby Ruth candy bar. You know, stuff like that just so good and delicious. But listen, Sammy Anderson is here on today. Baby, let me tell you something. It is hot up in here. How you doing, sir? How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Man, you are the man of the hour. Did you know that?
That's news to me.
You know, I feel like I'm sitting with greatness right now. Man, you can sing. Oh, my Lord. You can sing.
Oh, my gosh. You are too kind.
I'm serious. You can sing. But listen, man, I got a lot of stuff to get into with you. I got to have some steak and potatoes with you, you know, and maybe some crawfish.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, some crocodile eggs, you know.
I got you. Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
Oh, my God. That was funny. I had to laugh. That was funny. But you know what? Man, you are something else. You know, oh, my God. I'm going to talk to you about you. But, Lord, your family, I'm part of the family. Did you know that, old Sammy? I am part of your family.
Are you now? Well, yes. You're now part of my family. I'll take it.
Are you now? I've been chatting with your family online, but, you know, you are phenomenal. Your history and your bio is amazing. You know, and interestingly, I really want you to talk to the listening audience that's listening in because you're really passionate about your work that you do for cancer patients. And I read somewhere you raised, was it $100 million or how much was it? You raised quite a bit of money for one of the foundations. Was it Crohn's and Colitis Foundation or?
Yeah. It was Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. We raised almost $1 million. Yeah.
Wow.
I believe we actually broke the $1 million mark. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's crazy because not a lot of people know this, but it is one of the fastest growing diseases in America, in the world, actually. No. Yeah. And practically no one knows about it. And personally, my experience with it is my mom has it.
Oh, no.
And,
I'm sorry to hear that.
And it greatly affects her. If people think it's a gut disease, just like that, it's not. It affects every part of your body. Your immune system attacks itself in its body that it's in.
You're kidding.
And, No. And she struggled. I've seen her struggle with that my whole life. And I want to give back. I just want to help.
Oh, that is so sweet. You know, she is such a sweetheart. You know, we've been chatting just a little bit here and there online. Of course, I met her through music and talking about music and you and your sister. But I'm telling you, you guys, it's phenomenal. And the story that you're sharing with me right now, I see a lot of we're going to talk about the music in your song, but this is so important. This is really huge. I see the commercials
all the
time. Yes, I see the commercials all the time about Crohn's and colitis. And believe it or not, you are shedding so much light right now because my aunt had colitis, but I really didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know much about it. I didn't really know everything that she was going through. I know it was painful and things like that, you know, because I was in Atlanta, you know, and I was away. I wasn't here in Chicago. But now you're telling me this. I'm like, well, you got to be kidding. So it affects the whole body.
The whole body. Eyes to toes. It breaks down your joints, you know, muscles, organs. It just eats away at itself, you know. And of course, the cases vary, but this is a very extreme disease, and people really need to know about this. We need to help find a cure. I've known, and through my mom, right? I've known lots of people since I was little, and my mom herself, since I was little, that have this disease, and we got to do something about it. I'm tired of sitting back and just, you know, watching people ignore it. You know.
That's right. And so now I do want to jump back and talk a little bit about the music. I know we kind of got into the foundation, but it's hugely important. And I'm so glad that you're able to shed light on it and to help a lot of people to understand how serious a disease that it is. But I do want to talk about your talent. Your talent, man, you can sing. You really can. Now, how long have you been singing?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, you know, you guys are so sweethearts. You really are. You know, and that, let me tell you, I got to really commend you because in this business, well, you know how it goes. In this business, you know, a lot of people walk around with a lot of egos. And so when you come across independent artists that's just really down to earth and soul, have such a passion like you have with these different foundations, that, you know, I got to, hats off to you. You know, I got to salute you because that is just wonderful. It is really wonderful.
Well, you're really too kind. You're really too kind. Thank you. I appreciate it. But, you're very sweet. and it's true. A lot of people do walk around with a lot of big egos in this business, but I've been fortunate to have met a lot of humble people, a lot of people who have helped me personally. And just, you know, I want to give that back.
Yes. And so how old were you when you first started singing? When did you start your career? When did you first really want to get into music seriously for you? When was the beginning?
Well, it's an interesting story because I started out, I was younger songwriting than when I was singing. I started songwriting when I was about 15. And just, you know, for local artists, people, my sister, you name it. And I kind of had the itch for singing, you know. I had an itch to get out there and do my own projects and, like, bring something to life like I'd seen so many artists before do.
Yes, absolutely. And now I'm going to play the song Cosby Friend. So tell me a little bit about Cosby Friend and how did you come up with the lyrics and what were you thinking? What was your mood at the moment when you came up with this particular song?
You know, I had a huge amount of anxiety back in 2020. When the pandemic started, you know,
okay.
And that's what this song's about. This song's about mental health, you know, and because I do have a passion for that as well. I know a lot of people who struggle with it daily. And during the 2020 election, everyone was stressed out. The whole country didn't know like where it was going. Right. And so I the words came to me. I was at the piano and I started writing the song. It like the lyric, it's chemical, something I can't control. Think that it's medical, about anxiety, you know?
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, it's more people now than ever before that's suffering with anxiety because there's so much that's going on in the world right now.
It's
understandable that a lot of people are experiencing depression and anxiety. And you're right. Mental health awareness is another really huge issue, and there's so much that's going on. I'm telling you, man, we could talk on and on about that. And, it's a lot. There's a lot that's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't I know it? I know it. I have so many friends every day who are just like reaching out. They're just struggling. I see it in people's eyes. They just walk in public and you can see it, you know?
Yeah. You know, and on Facebook, and I see it on Facebook, it's more people now asking for help, you know, publicly on Facebook. And we didn't see that before, where individuals are saying, pray for me. I'm struggling to just to get through today. And it's like, wow, you know, you just, you know, what do? You pray for them because they're putting it on Facebook. They're putting it in public that they can't hardly get through today. And, I mean, that's just as serious as it can get if someone is telling you that
exactly.
They are struggling to get through the day. And so you pray for them and you text them. You do what you got to do to help their person or help give them a 1-800 number to call for help. And so I'm seeing that, you know, on social media. And so, you know, it's really something, you know, it's serious.
It is. That's why I think this message is so important to get out there, especially like right now. Like I had no intention of releasing that song this year. But I told everyone in my team, I was like, this one has to come out this month. We need it to happen, you know? And
wow.
Here we are.
You know, and it's so timely. I'm glad that you did go ahead and release it. It's so timely, and it's so perfect for right now. It really is. It's perfect for right now.
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and play the song. I love the song. And, guys, once again, the song is Calls Me Friend. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. I've been playing it. So I know you guys are familiar with the lyrics and the song. So just hum along. I know we can't hear you. Hum along and sing along. This is Calls Me Friend by Old Sam. We got to get a candy bar named after this guy. Anybody know how to hook me up? Hook me up. We got to get a candy bar around here. You know, Old Sammy, are you kidding me? We got to do something. We got to put your name on something out there. I mean, we just got to blow this up. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all, this is Calls Me Friend. Song is about mental health awareness, and man, you know, woo, help me, Lord. You know something, when it comes to mental illness, since we're talking about things like this, you know, in the African-American community, it's still like, I don't know what it is, I don't know what you can say to help individuals to understand, to open up. But, you know, it's different among the community and African-American communities. You know, it's almost like taboo. Nobody still wants to talk about it. It's just like they don't want to open up. I don't know what. You know, how do you start a conversation?
Yeah.
What do you do when you have a community of people that you just shies away from it? You know, even now, it's still just shying away from talking about it.
That there's nothing to be afraid of. That there's nothing to be afraid of, because there's nothing wrong with asking for help. That, to me, shows strength. And in times of weakness is when you know when you're strong.
You're right. You're right. Great answer. You're right. There's nothing to be afraid of. And that's really
there's
it.
There's nothing
that's
to be afraid
key.
Of.
Yep. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're right. You're absolutely right about it. And so, man, I still want to get you a candy bar or something. I just like, yeah. I just want to put your name on a candy
bar. I'll make a shirt. I'll make a shirt.
Make a shirt. You know, that's a good start. A T-shirt that says Old Sammy. You know, have the candy bar on the front, and it says Old Sammy on the candy
Old
bar.
Old Sammy. There you go.
I love it. Man, you are great. You are wonderful, I am telling you. And I'm telling you, your bio is so amazing. There is so much. And you've worked with a lot of great people in the industry. I can't even imagine what that has been like. You have a lot of experience at a young age. I mean, that is just, that's wonderful. You've worked with a lot of amazing people, a lot of Grammy Award-winning individuals. What was it like?
Yes.
I mean, it's got to be a phenomenal experience to be able to work with people like that.
It was an incredible experience. It was very humbling is the word I would use for most of it, you know, because they just come in with so much talent and they're there for you. And, you know, that's just like, that's not an experience I'm not sure how to vocalize just how deeply I felt just blessed, you know?
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Man, this time went by fast. You know, it was just an honor and a privilege to talk to you.
Oh.
You're just so fun. You're a lot of fun. You're a lot of fun. You're just so bubbly.
Oh, you're a hoot as well. You're a hoot as well. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for all your time.
You're more than welcome. If there's anything that I could do, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if there's anything I can do, you know, reach out, coming on the show, if there's any project that you have coming up that you want to get the word out, by all means, feel welcome. You are more than welcome to come back on the show to talk about any, and it doesn't have to be music, because you are involved with a lot of different foundations. If you want to come back and talk about cancer research, if you want to talk about the Colitis Foundation, you know, you're more than welcome. The door is open. Whatever we can do for you around here, you're more than welcome to say, you know, hey, Fierce, I got something I want to talk about. Put me on a schedule. Just put me down.
You know, I will, because there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of work to be done. I will definitely be coming back.
It. Yes, guys, well, listen, it's been Old Sammy. It's Old Sammy. Listen, I'm going to the White House. We're going to have a vacation. We're going to have a national holiday, and we're going to call it Old Sammy Day. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. That's it. Miss Magoo, and they over there standing up clapping. Oh, my goodness. You know, I got all these people that like to hang out with me, Sammy. They just really do. So, listen, I'm going to put your name down on the calendar. June 10th is Old Sammy Day. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Listen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. You made my day. You just really made my day. And you opened my eyes about life.
And you made mine. And you made mine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to be playing your song and talking about these different issues. And so we're gonna get something started around here. We're going to get something going up in here. Listen, Sam, now that I'm talking about it, there's a campaign that I'm doing. I might just put you on a billboard. You know, I might put you on a billboard. I mean, I got to do something for you, man, because you're pretty cool. You're just really cool.
Oh, well, thank you. You should. I mean, I would be honored. I mean, that would be great.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. But listen, I'm pretty much out of time. This has been a stone cold blast, y'all. And listen, Steve, I know Steve is in New Orleans. I hope that man bring back some gumbo rum. Listen, I know I don't need no drink because I'm pretty fired up myself. I know I don't need a drink. But listen, y'all, go on to the website, gumbarum.com, and go and order you some gumbo rum. Listen, I got to get on up out here. It's been a stone cold blast, and I love all.